know. Gotta let them boom.
Welcome back, Point of Perspective Podcast. Getting your week started off the right way with one of the best podcasts out there, if I do say so myself. And we got a special guest, but not a stranger to the show, on the line, on over the road even.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm doing.
Who we got on the line, man? Intro yourself, sir.
Oh, man, you know, it's your good old neighborhood Abdul Aesthetics, man. I'm here back again for another great episode. We got a very interesting topic today, don't we?
Yeah, man. Man, I tell you, I have been going back and forth on whether or not to do this episode because I wanted as much information to come out about it as possible. So that when we do the episode, it just wouldn't be completely biased, because when the news first broke, I really didn't have any articles. It was more say he say she say. Then some text messages popped up, and then you know the different people. I believe, what's her name, Tasha something. This one lady has a platform. She actually, TV show on YouTube. She actually broke the news because, right. And you know, where are my manners? this episode, because you know what you'll read it in the description, and you'll see all of the posts I put up on the Facebook and the Instagram. But this episode is specifically for our dear resident Save a Hole friend, Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson. Although I might not agree with everything he says, his marketing strategy is impeccable because it made him a millionaire. So, you know, like I said, we don't have to agree with his methods, but it did make him a millionaire, you know, telling women exactly what they wanted to hear, you know, even if it was not completely helpful to them. But anyway,
right.
Just a little background in case you've been hiding under a rock, like I always like to say. Derek Jackson is a self-proclaimed, I guess you would call him a love guru, a relationship person, Captain Save-A-Ho, Mr. Simp Hooray. I'm sure he has a bunch of different mantras out there. And he does not spare any expense to throw men under the bus. Don't get me wrong, some men do need to be thrown under the bus, but Derek Jackson is the kind of person to where it'd be like, yeah, even though she's a hoe, you got to still take her in, you know. But like I said, we can go on and on about how he's bashed men over the years. I believe over the course of 9 years, actually. Like I said, I mean, I'm not telling anybody not to listen to him. That's up to you, you know, if you choose to listen to him. But here's the problem. You know, when you build your empire, when you build your 6-7 figure empire off of trashing men, when you yourself are exactly the type of person you tell women not to deal with, a narcissist, controlling, a cheater, all of these things, when you yourself are the captain of all these things, and it comes out, it's not a real good look. It's not a good look. And the guy, the co-host I have on this show has been wanting to rip into Derek for so long. Everything I just said about Derek probably is PG-13 compared to what y'all are about to hear. And so I just wanted to kind of warm y'all up, because I'm about to just turn the show over to this guy. and then we'll get into the latest video Derek dropped with him and his wife. Yes, so if you don't know, him and his wife did a 7-minute video. I will be posting it on the Point of Perspective Facebook page. So if you haven't already liked that page, on Facebook, Point of Perspective. You'll see the logo, the guy with the beard and the shades. But anyway, Abdul Aesthetics, man, please enlighten the audience on your personal opinion about DJ himself, man.
Well, to start off, I just want to go ahead and say this bitch ass boy. You feel me? And it's like, man, you know, obviously we come from like two different eras. You know what I'm saying? Your era came before mine. But it's not like we haven't, it's like we experienced the same shit just in different ways. You see what I'm saying? Because, excuse me. You know, you go to school, you know, you went to Wando, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so we went to the same type of high school. It just was in different areas. You know, so you experienced the same type of people. And we all know the guy that acts cool with you, but behind your back, he's down talking you to maybe your gal, your wife, your girlfriend, the girl you got a crush on. You know, he's the type of guy that puts you down. He's the type of guy that puts men down to look better for women and then ends up not getting what he wanted from them. You see what I'm saying? And so when all of this shit came out, I you know what I'm saying? I'm scrolling down my Facebook and I'm just like, oh, I know that. No. It can't be this guy. It can't be this guy, right? And so, you know, I looked into it, and turns out that this stuff is true. And then I listened to the little video, video recording. I think it was that young lady you was mentioning earlier, on her platform, where he was asking the young lady what kind of drawers you got on or what they look like, and all of this shit. And I'm like, okay. See, for too long, and I'm gonna just come out and say it. The number one reason why women lose in relationships, take it how you want. I'm not here to be anybody's friend. But the number one reason, in my opinion, why women lose in relationships, because they don't take accountability for the things they do, right? But when you find somebody who is willing to tell you everything you want to hear instead of what you need to hear, that is just gonna put you back step after step after step after step, and you're going to be basically a hamster on the fucking wheel wondering why you can't get to the next level in your relationship, love life, right? Would you agree with that?
Yes sir, go on.
You see what I'm saying? So when you see a motherfucker like him, and I listen, I sit down and I wouldn't feel the way I feel about him if I didn't watch a lot of his videos from beginning to end, because not because I enjoy his content, because I would rather get shot in the fucking foot, but it's just, you know, because I don't want to pass judgment off of one video, two videos, maybe three videos. No, I need to know exactly the type of guy and character I'm dealing with, excuse me, before I, you know, make my assessment. Every single fucking video this guy puts out, oh, women, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to just, whatever, da 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 da, you need to just, you know, these dudes ain't shit, you know, they need to change, and you need to stay the way you are, you perfect just the way you are. Like, perfect example, remember when the little sex doll craze was going on?
Yes,
and people were making, we were literally joking about, you know, yeah, we're gonna get some damn sex dolls, and they're gonna replace the females in our life. We were completely fucking joking. No grown ass man is going to choose a damn sex toy over an actual woman. But we know plenty of women who literally have a sex life that revolves around sexual toys, right? Because they can't stay with a man. They can't, you know, they, for some strange reason, they can't keep a man, right? So he took it upon himself to just say, oh, you see these guys, most of them living with their parents. They ain't got no money to afford these sex dolls. They can't do this. You're better than them. And you need to do this. And I'm like, man, please shut the fuck up. Please just shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Because I was having a conversation earlier today with my homeboy. And I said, this guy is basically doing three things very well, right? That has put him on a certain platform, a certain pedestal, you know, a certain marketplace. And I'm willing to bet he doesn't even believe 90% of the shit that he says. You see what I'm saying? He just knows that women like to hear it. Three things that he does. He makes sure he looks good, right? Because you have to be appealing. If you really want your message to get across, you have to be appealing to the audience you're
Well,
trying
I
to
mean,
appeal to.
at the end of the day, sex sells.
Sex sells, right?
That's what it is.
And I'm not fucking, so far gone that I can't admit when another dude is attractive. He's a handsome guy, right? He's in great shape. He's handsome, tall. He's literally tall, dark, and handsome. Okay? He looks the part. He talks like women, because if you listen to how he talks, he changes the way he talks when he's in his little car videos to when he does his other thing. He kind of shifts the way he talks to sound a little bit more feminine, right? He changes the way he talks to sound like women, and then he tells women what they want to hear, right? And literally comment after comment, yeah, you're right, Derek. Fuck these dudes. They this, that, and the third. And I'm like, this is the fucking problem right here, lady. This is the problem right here. Instead of listening to a dude like Kevin Samuels, you see what I'm saying, or other guys who actually tell you what you need to hear versus what you want to hear, you opt to just not take responsibility for your fuck up and just allow this dude to just give you the sugar-coated bullshit and keep you where you at, but while simultaneously draining your pockets, because the shit that he gives you is not free. This guy gives straight up online courses, one-on-one stuff, hundreds of dollars per session. So what are we really talking about? Books? He sells books. Really? This guy is telling you how to maintain a relationship? This dude ain't nothing but Steve Harvey Part Two. You see what I'm saying? That's just the tip of the iceberg of how I feel. You see what I'm saying?
It's like I said, man, in my opening monologue. You may not agree with, 90 to 100% of the things that he says, but what he has perfected, telling women what they want to hear, that is mostly not helpful to them. And that is the part I think a lot of women should be upset about. That here you have a guy preaching a certain type of message, that who really does not believe it himself, man. And what's so funny is, he did a live, and didn't you try to like comment on the live, and
I was commenting on all the. Go ahead. What you
say? You said you comment on the live, and you think that he blocked you?
Because my comments, it was saying shit like, for some strange reason you can't comment on this account or some shit like that, and then I don't know if it was just me. But I'm pretty sure everybody else was experiencing the fucked up Wi-Fi connection that was going on. Like, I'm going to just be honest. I do not like this cat. I genuinely dislike this guy because of the type of person that he portrays himself to be. I can't stand him. That type of shit I don't like, man. Because when you so bitch made that you can't figure out any other way to actually, make money in this world. There are thousands of ways to make money, but you choose the one of the many ways that literally divides us as people. You choose that as some means to make your money. And then that little bullshit ass video he put out that was like 7 minutes long, oh yeah, me and my wife have come together. We're going to go through God. And let me say this right here. Let me say this right here. One thing I noticed about these punk ass dudes who be, who swear up and down their relationship gurus whole time. They're just trying to sell you a book. One thing I realized about these punk motherfuckers is that whenever they get caught up in some bullshit, it's always, I had to talk to God, and God told me. And I politely commented on that. Did God tell you to sleep with that other woman? Did God tell you to ask that lady what kind of drawers she had on? Did he tell you that? Or did he have his eyes closed while you were doing that? Did he tell you to have sex with that woman in your wife's bed? Did he tell you to do any of that shit? Oh, no. It's always God this, God that when you're trying to, when you're trying to have a saving grace from the bullshit that you did. But when you're doing the fuck shit that you do, you're just hoping that nobody sees what you're doing. So it's all free game. Oh, okay. All right. I see the type of game we're playing. I see the type of game we're playing. No. There's the trainer. But I really do not appreciate shit like that. Because we all have our religious beliefs. Some of us don't really believe in religion. Some of us, take it to the next level. But it's like, you so bitch made that you're literally doing the thing that causes women to suffer in their relationship lives, which is not taking direct responsibility for the shit that you did. Like, if he had come out and said, "Hey, man, listen, dog, I'm gonna tell you some real shit. Yeah, I fucked her. I did it. Okay, cheated. I'm human." I would at least respect him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? To the point, I'm like, okay, at least he's willing to take responsibility. But what the fuck does this punk motherfucker do? He immediately, "Oh, I had to talk to God." Shut the fuck up. Just shut your fucking mouth, man. Like, God damn, dog. Like, you don't get tired of You don't get tired. You don't get tired of fucking, driving this bullshit narrative that women can do no wrong and men are fucking the scum of the earth unless they fucking change and conform to a woman's mindset. You don't get tired of that shit. That shit don't keep you up at night. No, I guess it don't, because of the type of money that you're making. You know what I mean? That's how I feel.
Well, I mean, man, money is the root of all evil, man. And anytime you can find a niche, because, okay, let's get one thing straight. Women drive the economy. Okay, so that's just a fact. So when you can specifically find a niche that falls under, those dollar signs that the women market, drives. Oh man, you are in there. Period. Right. So look, like I said, I mean, I can't fault them for the hustle and the strategy and the game plan. I mean, hey, kudos to him, but at the very end of the day, just like you said, he went the religious route. And, so like I said, him and his wife, in fact, I was just scrolling through Facebook right before I called you so we could do this episode. Him and his wife actually went live again after the 7-minute video that they did. And
I see that right now. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
So his wife is deciding to stay with him. And which, listen, we are not in a relationship. If she chooses to stay with him and they're going to work it out, hats off to them. They are finding a way to heal or work through.
Oh, I'll tell you the way. She's not trying to fuck up the bag. Come on, man. Why do you think this guy is not just a regular guy anymore? He is literally a half-assed celebrity. Okay. He literally, like you said, 6-7 figures. I'm pretty sure it's 7 figures because he's been doing this shit for a long fucking time.
Yeah, about 9 years. 9 years.
Almost a decade. Seminars, books, e-series, all these fucking videos, monetized pages. I know YouTubers that have been doing it for like the same amount of time and they make millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure he is somewhere in that ballpark, right? The only reason this lady is staying with him, is the same reason why a lot of women stay with a lot of, they may be celebrities or they may be, A-list, B-list, C-list, whatever. They may be of any caliber of fame. The reason they stay with the A-list celebrity men, why? Because they do not want to fuck up the bag. If you're not married to him, you could go the divorce route, but then what are you really going to gain out of that? Are you really going to find another one of him? Are you really going to hit the lottery twice? Now, I'm not saying that you don't have your own thing going on, because if you do have your own thing going on, then this may not apply to you. But who is his wife? What does she do? I don't know who. I don't even know her fucking name. Right? Now, that's not to say that she's just sitting around collecting his money. No, but I doubt, could be wrong, but I seriously doubt that she is really doing something that can bring in a substantial amount of money. Here again, she may have her own little hustle, or her own, she may be even bigger than he is, but I just don't know it. But this is the common thread. She doesn't want to fuck up the bag, okay? She doesn't want to do that. She doesn't want to go through all that bullshit. And then, if you take it a step further, she may not want to go back out into the dating pool again. You see what I'm saying? that is another reason why a lot of females stay in fucked up relationships. Because have you tried dating in 2020 fucking one? Oh. Have you tried that shit?
Hey,
you
mean the it's era a jungle, in which you man. It is a jungle.
The era in which you literally have to ask people what they were when they were born? Are you serious? Are you serious?
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
I'm just saying. I mean, but see, the thing, man, people are gonna feel the way they feel, and I don't want the flame to come to your platform. You know, people know how to find me if they take offense to anything I say. I'll never fucking backtrack anything I said, but that is the truth. You know, you have a, you know, I'm gonna just say this real quick. You have a right to be what the fuck you want. I have a right to know. But aside from that, that's the main reason, right? She may have him by the balls, and this is just all a front. But I truly believe that she's just gonna want to fuck this up. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, no, man. I mean, you make some very, very valid points, man. I mean, it's one of those things. Just like you said, I think she realizes there is more potential from a financial standpoint, a security standpoint, to try to work this out, you know, with him and stay with him. So, like I said, whatever her reasons are, they're her reasons. More power to her. Keep on, you know, keep on rocking. I think more importantly, this is a wake-up call for all of his supporters to maybe look at the other side of the coin. You know, look at the other side of the coin and, you know, not always be so quick to want to, you know, only want to hear what's going to make you feel good versus hearing stuff that's going to put you in a better, you know, position to get what you want, you know, out of a future relationship, you know. So, man, but like I said, this is the, you know, there's so many layers, man, because it seems like every time I jump on my social media feed, it's like a new chapter to this thing. It's like a new chapter, man. I mean, I almost probably by the end of the week, I almost might have to do another Zoom panel podcast on this, man. And you know, get some women to chime, you know, to chime in. I would love to hear from women who may have listened to his content in the past, or, you know, anything, you know, whether they agree with him or disagree. I really like to get their take on this, like, do they feel betrayed, or deep down that they always knew that he was, you know, the same kind of person that he was always bashing. I mean, I don't know.
I've seen the comments, like, between today and yesterday, or was it the day before that it really got out? But anyway, between today and yesterday, I've seen the comments of, you know, women literally saying, I always had a feeling this guy was a phony. I just had nothing to go off of, right? Mm-hmm. I always had a feeling. If it's too good to be true, it is. If you go to a fucking car lot and they offer you a 2019 Dodge Challenger Hellcat for $3,000, come on now. You going to take that car, or you going to question that shit? Are you going to take it blindly, or are you going to question it? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Context, people. Context. That's all it is. This guy's a fucking clown. This guy is a fucking clown. This is why I'm going to refer to Kevin Samuels yet again. When Kevin Samuels said something that really stuck out, if you don't know who he is, please look him up. You may not like him. You may love him. But at the end of the day, you're going to get something positive from this guy. Kevin Samuels said something that really stuck out to me. What he said was, people always question. They always, you know, they're willing to take it to the next level and openly question everything I say, but will not question these relationship, quote unquote, gurus who haven't produced anything but debt to the people that follow them, because they're only here to sell them. They haven't produced any healthy relationships. They haven't produced any marriages. Hell, they themselves can't seem to stay in the marriages that they talk about you should have. So how can you come down on me and tell me I'm this, that, and the third when you follow a guy that doesn't really appreciate the woman that he's with? You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You follow these guys blindly because they make you feel warm and special and all of this shit. Meanwhile, they got one wife on face value, eight mistresses, 16 side bitches. You see what I'm saying? 34 motherfuckers in different cities that they don't even really speak to unless it's about that business. And the groupies. Let's not get started on the groupies. Come on now. The group, really? The groupies? Okay. All right. But I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, though. Okay. Okay. All right. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I actually read a comment somebody put on the 7-minute video. He did with his wife, and somebody put a comment and said she looks very afraid in the video. That's a wow.
She does. You could tell that he's kind of squeezing her hand a little tight. I think, but see, like, listen, man, listen. I pride myself on being able to detect bullshit, right? This is the main reason why I don't trust a lot of people. And what comes along with that is certain key signals and key things. Like, for example, if you really want to find out if a person is lying to you, ask them, look them dead in their eyes, ask them a direct question, a direct yes or no question, right? The first thing a person tends to do is to divert their eyes from yours because they feel as though they're being pressured, right? They feel uncomfortable. If you don't have anything to hide, you're going to, 9 times out of 10, you're going to spit out the truth. But if a person is looking all around the room and stuff, that is a key giveaway that they're about to bullshit you. The second thing, they're going to start stuttering. The third thing, their breathing pattern is going to change. They're not relaxed anymore, so they have to actually think about breathing. These are the things and shit that I picked up on every time his wife, quote unquote, every time his wife was about to say something of substance, it seemed as though he was squeezing her hand a little bit to kind of gear her in the direction of something. And see, he was like staring at her, and she just had this, I really want to beat the fuck up out of here vibe that I was getting from her. You see what I'm saying? So I completely understand what that person just said when they commented that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's fake. Hey, baby, listen. Listen, we got to give these motherfuckers what they want. It works for everybody else. It's going to work for me. I got too many loyal followers. Yeah, they, you know, I don't really fuck with them like that. But, hey, we just got to do this thing, and we'll be all right. That's fine by you? Okay, here we go. I'm pretty sure that was along the lines of the pep talk that they had before they made that bullshit-ass video. Come on, man.
Man, I tell you, man, this thing here is growing and growing. Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what else you can say about it, man. It's just one of those things where, you know, it was only a matter of time before it happened, and now the shitstorm that has followed, you know.
Yes.
And so I said, hell, why not do a podcast on it? You know, everybody else putting their opinion about it out there. So I was like, man, shit, I'm gonna go ahead and jump on the train, you know. Like I say, this is one of those things, man. I think it had to happen for a lot of people to get a dose of reality about this guy. You know, if his content was more even across the board, then this wouldn't be so bad. You know,
but
yeah, but he is so one sided. Every time, you know, he does content, it's like, you're just sitting there like, okay, all right. He's about to fall. It's, you know, it's like the great Roman Empire almost. You know what I'm saying? It finally crumbled, you know, and here we are, man. So, man, Abdul Aesthetics putting it out there for the people, letting them know the truth and raw and uncut.
Yes, sir. Fuck them. That's
raw, raw and uncut, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. One more time, tell the people how they can get their hands on your content and all that good stuff, man.
Man, every social media platform, I'm gonna keep it nice and easy for everybody and simple. Abdul Aesthetics, Facebook. Well, it's Jabbar Perry on Facebook, but nobody really is gonna follow me on Facebook. But Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, fucking TikTok, everything, ABDUL_AESTHETICS. Took me forever to get that shit down pat. So follow me on all of that. If you got a problem with what I said, DM me, post it on my wall, whatever. I respond to every fucking thing. So it is what it is.
Yes. And, you know, it's your host, Jay Perry, Pointers Perspective podcast on all social media outlets. You know, you can find me as well. And like I said, you know, if you get a chance to listen to this episode, especially for all the women out there, if you want to be in on a special Zoom podcast that we may be doing in the near future on this, because it seems like something is going to be posted at least from Derek's camp every day this week. It looks like so. You know, let's peel back all the layers on this thing, man, and you know, reach out to me. But appreciate you guys listening. Point of Perspective out.